This is the Voice Overwork podcast, brought to you by Newton Media Group, a family of creative services. On the podcast today, we introduce another new book that is now available on audible.com. Tools of System Thinkers. Learn advanced deduction, decision-making, and problem-solving skills with mental models and system maps. The Systems Thinker Series, Book 6, written by Albert Rutherford, narrated by Russell Newton. Albert Einstein once posed this question: have you ever thought about how you think? A lot of people would say no. After all, when was the last time we stopped to analyze our own thinking? Herein lies the problem. Einstein pointed out that certain issues cannot be solved with the same kind of thinking that created those issues in the first place. Certainly, second and third guessing every thought crossing our mind is not a reasonable expectation. It is time-consuming and, frankly, tiring. What we can do, however, is learn to memorize, so to say, new thought patterns and use them to our benefit. My mission in this book is to make a shift in your cognitive assessment style to develop the most optimal solution to the problems in your life. The rewired thinking plan I'm talking about is called systems thinking. What is systems thinking? People tend to view the world as an accumulation of separate, independent elements. This is the grocery store. Those are the products in it. We like to buy shallots instead of onions. There are more gas stations in our area than in the city nearby. We take these elements of life for granted without much questioning. But why are there more gas stations in our town? How do the shallots get to the supermarket? How are these things connected? Systems thinking is a way of viewing the world as a cluster of interdependent systems. Think of it as a large machine in which one cogwheel drives the next. Everything is related to each other, no matter how far-fetched it may seem. The big supermarket we have in our town attracts a lot of buyers from the surrounding smaller ones. Many suppliers come and go daily to restock the shelves of the supermarket with all sorts of goods. For this purpose, gas stations tend to cluster in this area. There is high traffic, literally and figuratively. But this explanation may not offer a deep insight into what systems thinking is. To clear things up, let's discuss what systems thinking is not. Our brain has created an abundance of mental shortcuts throughout our evolution. Cavemen used these shortcuts to help them make sense of their world. Quick decisions have saved their lives many times. Over thousands of years, our brains were conditioned to make decisions quickly. The frequent alternative was dying a sudden and violent death. Evolutionarily, therefore, our way of thinking developed to be linear and focused. This is good because it does not take much mental energy to understand the world around us. Our brain knows how to split external stimuli into bite-sized chunks. You see, our brain uses roughly 20% of our energy. It makes sense that we need to be as efficient with our mental usage as possible. But this way of thinking is restrictive and may not be sufficient when we deal with more complex problems in our lives. Most of the time, we only treat the symptoms instead of addressing the root cause itself. Here's an example. Suppose that you have problems sleeping at night. That is the symptom. Treating the symptom would mean something like taking sleeping pills and hoping for the best. But this is only a temporary solution. The cause of your sleeping trouble might be that you have too much coffee in the afternoon, or that you're feeling anxious about your job. If you struck at the heart of the problem, you'd be able to solve it for good. You could stop drinking coffee after lunch, or address your work-related issues head-on. But if you only tend to the symptoms, it might lead to more problems. For example, using sleeping pills may lead to addiction, or your work-life issues may escalate. Systems thinking challenges the mainstream reductionist view. It introduces an expansionist idea, which means seeing the world as a massive network with all its interconnected elements. Every little aspect of it is important. By understanding how each element relates to another, we can comprehend the larger system at play. We can then start to understand how it works and identify opportunities for solving our problems.
More information regarding today's book and the author
can be found at audible.com or amazon.com. With an eclectic collection of water cooler knowledge, inspirational stories, and motivational thoughts from some of the newest audiobooks on the market, this has been the Voice Overwork Podcast, brought to you by Newton Media Group, a family of creative services.